area has to offer. Get started. Visit asumh.edu. ASU Mountain Home, the natural choice.
Knox Orthopedics and Mountain Home has provided our community with orthopedic excellence since 1983. Doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell specialize in continuity of care, from state-of-the-art diagnostics and surgical procedures through therapy and follow-up to treat bone or joint disease, trauma, and sports injuries. The clinic offers X-ray and MRI testing, an in-house therapy department, and outpatient surgery for convenience and savings. Knox Orthopedics, helping you feel good again and ready to enjoy a life full of adventure. For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
Bomber fans, when you need quality printing, promotional items, signs, banners, awards, plaques, and more, contact the experts at ABC Printing and Imogen Things for slam dunk service. They'll even deliver your order to you. For over 45 years, the Fratizzi family at ABC Printing and Imogen Things have been supporting the Bombers. Rocky and Susan would like to say thank you, Mountain Home, and wish the Bombers a successful season. Call ABC Printing and Imogen Things, 425-2610.
We move to the second half. Mountain Home with the basketball, leading by seven. Starters back on the floor for both ball clubs. Emma Martin drives the right side of the paint. She is going to be fouled by Allie Edwards. The 6'1 junior picks up her third. First foul this half against Batesville. Emma Martin at the free throw line to shoot a couple here. First one is good. Edwards will come out. Baxter checks in for the Lady Pioneers. Martin with the second free throw. And it's good. Lady Bombers 6 of 6 from the line. 28-19, Mountain Home with 7:46 left in this third quarter. Second half just underway here at Bomber Gymnasium. Lady Bombers continue to play a man defensively. Both teams have the entire night. Here's Higginbottom along the baseline. Ball knocked loose and a turnover. Sixth of the night for Batesville. Walker runs the floor. Up ahead to Husky. Spots for the three. It's in and out. Rebound Walker. Kicks it back out top. Keeps it alive. Baseline drive by Martin. Lays it up and in. Emma Martin. Now with 6 points on the evening. Mountain Home back to a double-digit lead. It's 30-19. Lady Bombers up with 7:05 left in the third. Hagwood. Now it's Griffin on the right side for the Lady Pioneers. Higginbottom down the paint. One of those three-step layups. That's Higginbottom, her first points of the game. She's a freshman. Her first points, 30-21 now. Mountain Home's lead is at 9 with 6:37 left in the third. Martin right side, it goes to Husky, works off the pick, takes it down the left side of the paint, and jump ball. She's tied up, and the arrow points towards Batesville, so it goes back to the Lady Pioneers now. 6:24 left in the third. Lady Bombers by 9. Batesville on the offensive end now. Higginbottom gives it up to Griffin along the baseline. She'll drive and score. She has 13, averaging 16 and a half. 18 and a half, her average. So it cuts the Mountain Home lead back to 7. Here's a 15-footer by Martin. It won't go. Griffin, the rebound underneath. That's her third board. She'll press it into the front court now. Spin to the paint, and she's fouled. Emma Martin guilty of the foul. That's her first. First foul this half against Mountain Home. 5:54 left in the third. Mountain Home up 30-23. Baseline into Griffin. Shot good and a foul. Chance for a three-point play. The foul on Mountain Home is going to be against Mally Tabor. She's going to pick up her first, team's second. Griffin at the line. She has 15 points on the evening. 2 of 2 from the line. The first one is, I should say, the only free throw is good. Completes the three-point play. 30-26. The Mountain Home lead is down to 4. It's been as high as 14 in the ballgame. Martin to the free throw line with the dribble. Now backs it out. Takes it to the right wing. Hands it off to Husky. Brings it back out top. Now it's Tabor. Swings it to Walker. Walker dribble penetrates. Ball knocked loose. Picks it back up. Down the paint. Lost the handle on it. It's out of bounds. And it's going to be a turnover. Anna Grace Foreman in for Mountain Home. Martin will come out with 5:20 left in this third quarter. The Mountain Home leads at 4, 30-26. District opener, the 6A-5A-2 district opener for both these teams. Greenbrier and Beebe played back on December 19th to officially get district play started. Greenbrier won the boys' game. Beebe won the girls' game. Here's the missed shot along the baseline by Baxter, and Tabor has the rebound, her second board. Long pass to Husky. Up ahead to Foreman. Nobody back defensively. Uncontested layup is good by Foreman. 32-26, Mountain Home with 4:47 left in the third. Hammock down the left side of the paint. Leans in. Offensive foul. The second charge taken by the Lady Bombers this evening. Hammock gets her second foul, second team foul. Mountain Home gets it back with 4:37 to play in the third, leading 32-26. Out top, it's Husky. Walker out top. Working right side. Defender not close enough to get a count started, so Walker holds it. Feeds Foreman, right block. The shot blocked underneath, and it comes out to Pfeiffer on the left elbow. She'll back it up. Launches the three and fills it up. Fourth three-pointer of the night for Pfeiffer. And the Mountain Home leads up to 9, 35-26. Batesville cut it to 4, and Mountain Home quickly pushes it back to 9. Hammock to a cutting Hegwood along the baseline. She's fouled and will go to the free throw line. Believe they get Tabor. They do. It's her second. Team foul number 3. Going to the free throw line is Isabella Higginbottom, the freshman. First one is good. Pen in for Mountain Home. Foreman comes out. Lang checks in for Batesville. Second free throw. Nope, she stepped over the line. So Mountain Home will get the ball with 3:49 left in the third, leading by 8. Here's Walker working right side. Penn trying to post up. It's Tabor down the left side of the paint. Spins, tries to get it to Penn. The ball is loose. And jump ball called. Arrow points towards Mountain Home. Lady Bombers will keep it. Mountain Home will have it on the right side in front of their bench. 3.5 minutes left in the third. Mountain Home up 35-27. Walker holds the dribble out top. Penn working hard down low, trying to post up. They'll try to get the ball to her. The ball deflected and a turnover. 10 of those tonight by Mountain Home. Baxter, her long pass knocked away by Tabor. Picked off by Mountain Home. 8 turnovers by Batesville. Here comes Mountain Home. Walker and double team pressure. Finds Pfeiffer out top. The 3 will not go. Rebound underneath, out of bounds. Mountain Home basketball off the hands of Higginbottom. Husky out, Martin in for Mountain Home. Tabor along the right baseline to inbound for the Lady Bombers. Ball out of bounds and is blocked out by Batesville. Lady Bombers will keep it. Again, along the right baseline under their basket with 2:50 left in the third. Penn over to Walker. Walker, right elbow. This is Martin with it. Again, Penn trying to post up. They'll get the ball to her. On the floor once. She's going to be fouled on the floor. The foul against Batesville is on Lang. That's her first, team's third. That home will inbound along the right baseline. There's Walker on the left side. Out top it comes to Martin with 2:34 left in this third quarter. Mountain Home leads it by 8, 35-27. Martin to the baseline. Tries to fit it into Penn. Her pass is too high. Batesville picks it off. Lady Pioneers on the run. Into the paint at the other end. Nice transition game. Hammack hits the pull-up 8-footer. 35-29. Mountain Homes leads at 6 with 2:09 left in this third quarter. Martin works off the screen out top by Tabor. Penn comes out to get it. Now Martin between the circles. It's Walker on the right wing. Again, off the screen. Finds Penn out top. Her three is off the back of the rim. Ball knocked loose. Walker has it. It's out of bounds, and it's going to be Batesville basketball. Back into the ballgame for Batesville is Aaron Hagwood. Martin comes out for Mountain Home. 1:44 left in the third. This has been a good one. Matt Home led by 14 at one point. The lead's at 6 right now. 35-29. Oh. Hagwood. Now the freshman Higginbottom has it between the circles. Right side, Hammack, the three. No good. Rebound, Baxter on the backside. Follow, no. Cleared out by Hannah Pfeiffer, her fourth board of the evening. Hannah running the floor. The ball poked loose, picked up by Pfeiffer, and then she loses it out of bounds. 12 turnovers by Mountain Home on the evening. Emma Martin in for Mountain Home. Pfeiffer will come out with 1:14 left in the third. Mountain Home up 35-29. District opener here tonight. And Mountain Home playing one of the teams expected be in the hunt for the district championship. Really, five teams. I don't want to discount Searcy or Greenbrier, but they are struggling a bit. But you got Mountain Home, Batesville, Morrilton, Valonia, and BB, and any of the five can wind up winning this thing. It's going to be a wild race. Baseline left shot, no, by Hammack, but a foul against Mountain Home. They're going to get Kyra Penn with the foul. That's her second, team's fourth. Couple of free throws for Taylor Hammack, the lefty. The first one is good. She has 4 points on the night. 58 seconds left here in this third quarter. Second free throw missed. Rebound Mountain Home. That's Riley Walker corralling her fifth board of the ball game. She does such a great job. I talk about her a lot with her positioning on blocking out. She's 5'4". And she gets so many rebounds. She's got 5 here tonight. And Batesville's got 6'1", 6 foot, 5'9", 5'8 in there. 34 seconds left in this third quarter. Mountain Homes leads at 5 right now as the Lady Bombers hold for the final shot of this third quarter. 23 seconds left in the period. High post, it's Penn. Hands it off to Martin around the top of the key. Good job defensively by Batesville. And the ball deflected, stolen away by the Liddy Pioneers. Higginbottom into the front court. Throws it away. Tried to find Hagwood, flashing along the left baseline. It's the ninth turnover by Batesville. Pfeiffer in with 8.7 seconds left in this first half. Third quarter, rather. Here's Walker up ahead. Into the paint. Drives her shot, no good. Not the shot Mountain Home wanted. Hammack with the rebound underneath. And the third quarter will come to an end. And Mountain Home leads it 35-30. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
I'm a squeaky toy, and I've got one job, getting chomped on by this little ankle sniffer. So pardon me for feeling inept compared to Geico, who does so much more. Like, while I'm getting slobbered on, Geico is creating cool technology like their mobile app, which lets people pay their bills or file a claim. Plus, Geico is the fastest growing auto insurer for the last 10 years. Is it too much for me to ask for one more feature?